If you use it from your business account, this $1,000 tax write-off. If you're at a 30% tax bracket, you just save yourself $300. You spend $1,000, you save $300 on taxes. You're still spending $700 on your puppy, but you do get to write it off your taxes.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, I'm going to tell you how to write off your dog, your puppy, on your taxes. Yes, you can do that because I have done it. Now, quick disclaimer, I am not a tax professional, so reach out to your tax professional and get advice for your situation. So this is how I did it, okay? So I have this cute puppy, her name's Cashy, but her real name is Cash Out Refinance. Quick story, my kids said they wanted a puppy, and I said, okay, great. Do you guys want me to find a dog and then you name the dog, or do you find a dog and then I name the dog? So they decided to go ahead and find the dog and I named it. So we got a Shih Tzu and her name is Cashy. She's about a year old and she is my company mascot. How do you write it off on your taxes? This is what I did. From day one, I use my business account to buy my puppy, right? I paid like $2,500 for the puppy. And then I went ahead and created an Instagram account. Everything, I started using my business credit card or attached to my business. The doctor, any kind of clothes, any kind of toys, any kind of food, her bed, her kennel, even travel, right? Anything about the puppy or haircuts, I started using my business card because she is my mascot. I put her on my website. So if you go to Allstate's Capital Group, you will see my puppy on the website. She is our company mascot. So you can do that. That's how I am able to write off my puppy on my taxes. So, you know, if you think about it, most families do have a puppy, right? Have a dog. And once your money from work or from your business hits your personal account, it's going to get taxed, right? And then from your personal account, you start paying your expenses on your puppy. So just reverse that. Start paying the expenses from your business account, right? And then you get to write off that amount. Say you spend $1,000 a year. I should have actually named my dog not Cashy, but I should have named her car payment because she's as expensive as a freaking car payment. But anyways, let's just say you spend $1,000 on your puppy the whole year. If you use it from your business account, this $1,000 tax write-off, right? Now, right, if you're at a 30% tax bracket, you just save yourself $300. You spend $1,000, you save $300 on taxes. You're still spending $700 on your puppy, but you do get to write it off on your taxes. If you're paying straight from your personal account for all the expenses of your puppy and you spend $1,000 in a year, well, that money is gonna get taxed at 30%, right? You're at 30% tax bracket, you're not getting that $300 tax break. So my puppy will save me, you know, whatever tax bracket I'm at, whatever tax bracket you are. But if you can do it, why not? If you got a business, talk to your tax strategist, talk to your CPA, ask him what is the best way to do that. But even when I take vacations, airline tickets, I was at Disney, I bought her a collar, we could do all kinds of stuff and it's all tax write-off because she is the company mascot. So it is super cool. Write off your puppy on your taxes. Tell me if you've done it in the past. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it.
Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.